Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Quite a Hall of Fame day in Cooperstown.
Yes, sir.
The first unanimous entry in the 2019 class. We all know who that is who follow baseball, the great Yankee closer Mariano Rivera and five others.
Yes, sir. Well, there are three things I'd like to mention about a Hall of Fame weekend. One, with Mariano Rivera, of course, the first inductee ever chosen unanimously on the first ballot, and five other inductees. Many people were saying this was going to be the weekend the Ripken-Gwynn record for biggest crowd would be beaten. It wasn't. 55,000 came. Now, that's the second, topping last year's 52,000 for Chipper Jones and Vladimir Guerrero. But it's a long way from Cal Ripken Jr. and Tony Gwynn's 82,000 in 2007. It could have been the weather, and it was hot. Often when there's a Yankee, fans get up day of, look out the window and say, let's go to Cooperstown. But with the heat and outages in New York City, they may have just said, no, not this year. Two, due to a prediction of a violent thunderstorm, the Parade of Legends, it's become a weekend highlight, was canceled at 5 p.m. Saturday, just as it was about to begin. There must have been 15,000 people lining Main Street, waiting for the 58 Hall of Famers who were in town to come riding by. They usually ride on the back of pickup trucks. As the pickups headed toward the hall, instead, they were inside the cabs, many with tinted windows. You couldn't hardly see them. Then, as the third or fourth pickup pulled into line, the door was flung open. Who hopped out but Johnny Bench? He's 71, but with a bounce in his step, he walked all the way to the hall, waving at fans and shaking hands. Now, as you can imagine, David, everybody roared. Following Johnny's lead, others started getting out and walking, too. Wade Boggs, Ken Griffey Jr., Jim Thome, Pedro Martinez, and of course Cal Ripken Jr., the crowd favorite. And when his pickup came by the flagpole, who was standing on the back but Mariano himself, waving his arms in the air? Then he got down, started shaking hands and signing autographs. He did that for half an hour, 40 minutes, before he went into the hall, where they usually hold a Saturday evening reception. Well, of course, as you can imagine, everybody went nuts. And of course, David, it didn't rain. By 10 minutes after 5, the sun was out again. As you know, that's upstate weather for you. Three, a sitting chief of state attended the induction. I couldn't find anyone who remembers that happening before. Laurentino Cortizo, sworn in as president of Panama on July 1, flew up. Cortizo arrived Sunday morning. He met with Mariano, had brunch at the Otisaga, and was just a few feet from the stage during the induction, cheering and waving the Panamanian flag. Good times, David.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this and other stories. Thanks, Jim. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.